Good day, Christian Israel, white nationalists, white warriors, people who are understanding the threat to the white race posed by international Jewry and their offspring, such as Judeo-Christianity, liberalism, communism, and everything that's evil in this world. Yahshua himself told us that they are guilty of all of the murders from Abel down to his time, and we know we've been documenting the murders and genocides of white nations by Jewish staged wars and Jewish staged attacks, the latest one being in Las Vegas, another Jewish staged attack blamed on the Second Amendment. But that's not the subject of today's show. As many of you have heard probably by now, Pastor Steve has had a heart attack and is awaiting an operation, bypass surgery as we speak. And it's something that is close to my heart as well. Let's all pray for Pastor Stephen. In fact, let me pray right now. Father Yahweh, we ask you that you bring Pastor Steve through this episode in wonderful and vibrant health, and to teach our children Israel proper health food and proper health laws that we obviously observe from your word, the Bible. But we have been misled. We have been misled by Big Pharma and the medical mafia, constantly teaching lies about what the true problems are, the true sources of health problems. And they keep lying to us on their boob tube and in their journals, et cetera, et cetera. So help waken your people to the truth and bring Pastor Steve through this episode in thoroughly vibrant health. We ask this in the name of your son, Yahshua. Amen. Okay, so what I'm going to be doing, and since Pastor Steve is not here, I'm going solo today. And I want to inform you of what is really going on in the medical establishment. I just put up on Eurofolk Radio, it's on the main page right now, an article or a post about the cholesterol hoax and the diabetes epidemic, and these two are related. The fact is that the cholesterol hoax is being perpetrated by Farmageddon, by the medical mafia, and has changed our diets in the last few decades and has caused an epidemic of diabetes. And this is medical malpractice on a gigantic scale. And I don't even have to talk about how the food processing industry is working with the medical mafia to make us sick. And then they charge us for lousy treatment, so to the point where you have to go to surgery. It should never have to go this far. But understanding that Pastor Steve was in prison for 14 years and had to eat garbage food in the prison system, and then when he got out, not really knowing about, the proper health, not really knowing about how bad the big pharma and food processing industry treats us with their garbage food and the horrible advice they give us, contrary to proper health, Pastor Steve is a victim of big pharma and the food processing industry. There's no doubt about this. A friend of mine recently died because he was a diabetic and following the diabetes protocol. I tried to tell him for years, you have to get off the diabetes protocol. And the only way to do it is to get off the high carbohydrate, low fat diet that has been pushed on the American people. This is causing diabetes. It's not curing it. It's causing it. He wouldn't listen to me, and he died of a heart attack about 3 weeks ago. And I gave him all the information. So what do we do? Well, here's the deal. Here's the simple fact. This is the diet I've been using ever since I became savvy to the Jew medical mafia. And probably the best book on the medical mafia is Eustace Mullins on his story, Murder by Injection, which is about the vaccine killing industry and creating all kinds of problems in our neurological system and creating havoc in our bodies. Autism just being one example of how vaccines harm us. So everything the medical establishment is doing, their protocols are in fact harmful. So we are going to explore this subject today. And I would say the technique that I have been using is to avoid high processed carbohydrates at all costs. That means giving up white bread. Many of you probably recall in years past that I had a chronic congestion problem. I was so stuffed up that I couldn't sleep at night. I tried everything. I tried every type of product to clear my nostrils. Absolutely nothing worked. Until I got an email from a lady in Michigan who suggested that I try just going off carbohydrates. Because she said she had cured herself of a similar problem and lost a lot of weight as a result of simply eliminating bread, pasta, cereals, all of which are high in carbohydrates. Now, even if they're natural, too many carbohydrates are bad because carbohydrates are simply sugar. Your body processes them into sugar once you eat them. So even non-processed carbohydrates taken in too great quantity are going to cause problems, a sugar problem. They're going to cause diabetes. But what makes it even worse is the processed carbohydrates, the stuff that comes in a box, like cereal. Any processed carbohydrate, I guarantee you, is bad for you. And so when I stopped taking, eating white bread, well, I don't eat white bread very often, usually wheat bread, or I used to, and I hardly ever ate any pasta, but I had a weakness for these Kaiser rolls, okay? Being German, Kaiser rolls come with the territory, and dumpling, and spätzle, and things like that. And a lot of society, pasta. I'm never really a big fan of spaghetti, but if somebody pushed a plate of spaghetti in front of me, okay, seafood, eat it, right? Seafood, eat it. And so this is the way I grew up and had no problem. Strudel. Oh, my mother made just sumptuous strudel of all kinds. So eating, high carbohydrate foods comes with the territory of European culture, no doubt about this. However, in this modern era of highly processed carbohydrates, these things make us ill, absolutely make us ill. So when I simply cut out these processed carbohydrates from my diet, within three days, my congestion cleared up. Within 3 days. Just that simple. After suffering for years with chronic nasal congestion, simply cutting out highly processed carbohydrates cleared it up. And you can, if you want to go back and listen to some of my shows from 3 and 4 years ago, you can tell that there are days where I was so congested, I had difficulty breathing, and you can tell when somebody is, congested, they have a different tone of voice. But the worst thing about this is being unable to breathe at night affects your sleep patterns, and you get that that dry mouth in the morning because you have to sleep with your mouth open. You can't breathe through your nose, and you feel like the Fifth Army marched across your tongue every time you wake up. So highly processed carbohydrates are the bugaboo of health. And I'm advising everybody to stay away from highly processed carbohydrates. To the extent that I eat carbohydrates today, it's always raw potatoes, you know, cooked a little bit. And all the raw vegetables you can, if you eat salads, there are certain vegetables like celery that are good either raw or slightly cooked. The best thing to do is just slightly cook vegetables because that retains the enzyme value of the vegetables, which help digest the food so you can get the nutrition out of them. If you overcook your food, it destroys the nutrition. So the best thing to do is eat a lot of salads, lightly cook your food, such as potatoes and carrots. Raw carrots don't agree with me, so I cook that. And to me, the most delicious meal is a pot of steamed veggies. Potatoes, carrots, celery, beets, you name it. This keeps it healthy and delicious and nutritious. That's the way I eat these days. If I go to a fast food joint, fries will kill you faster because they fry them in, hydrogenated oils, margarine, dangerous, dangerous, dangerous stuff. The introduction of margarine into our food culture has increased the heart attacks and other bad health tremendously. The introduction of high fructose corn syrup has led to the epidemic of obesity in America. Americans are the most obese people on the planet. The most obese people on the planet. Compare that to the French, who eat way more fat, animal fat, than we do, who are relatively skinny. About 9% of Frenchmen are obese, and I think we're approaching 80% of Americans are obese. It's because we've been following the advice of the medical mafia and Big Pharma and the food processing industry. Remember, the purpose of the food processing industry is to increase the shelf life of whatever product they produce, such as potato chips, corn chips. They put it in cans, they put it in bags, they put it in boxes, and they put preservatives in there to keep the shelf life up. So it's a battle between fresh and preserved. And you're always going to win if you choose on the side of fresh versus preserved. This is why you need to eat more salads and fewer processed carbohydrates. The real bugaboo is processed carbohydrates. I will try to monitor the chat room while I go through this. And And Brother Abear says, I've been researching intermittent fasting. Basically eliminate one meal and eat the two meals within a six-hour period. This is also what I have done, because Americans basically eat too much. Just eat too much. And when I was on prednisone for my back injury, I had to eat a breakfast with the prednisone, because otherwise the prednisone would just tear up my stomach. I would get horrible stomach pains. And so I had to eat breakfast to go along with it. But once I was off the prednisone, I stopped eating breakfast. My basic rule is this: if you're not hungry, don't eat. A lot of us simply eat out of habit, 3 meals a day. But if you're not hungry, don't eat. You don't need that meal if you're not hungry. And so when you do eat, eat healthy instead of processed. If you go to a place like McDonald's or Burger King or any of the fast food joints, everything they have is highly processed, highly preserved. One of the worst things that can happen to a restaurant is to have people get sick from their meat products. So they put all kinds of, you know, they grow the animals with antibiotics, which you're ingesting constantly. And so you're ingesting all these poisons, all these chemicals they spray on the food, inject into the animals, blah, blah, blah. So not only is the food lacking in any nutrition, it's poisoning us. It is poisoning us. Why Am I Thus says, fasting is amazing. Overeating is the norm for today. Yes, it is. Don't buy stuff in the aisles that have all the cardboard boxes. Okay, don't, avoid that stuff. Shop in the outer aisles where all the food, real food is, the apples, the oranges, even if they're not organic, you're better off shopping in those aisles and lightly cooking the vegetables, the fruits you can usually eat raw, avocados. The fat contained in avocados will not harm you like the fake fat that is margarine and all the other, and oh, the fake sugar, the sweeteners, those things are deadly, absolutely deadly. So you want to cut, and even processed sugar is bad. So you need to minimize the sugar as much as possible. You need to minimize the processed carbohydrates and eat as natural as possible. Remember, all this processing has but one purpose, to increase shelf life. That's it. It cannot be healthy if its determination is increasing shelf life. And then the stuff you buy in cans has so much sugar, so much high fructose corn syrup. And high fructose corn syrup is a fake sugar. It is not easily digested by your body. So what happens? It stores it as fat. Again, the obesity epidemic in America is related to the introduction of high fructose corn syrup into our diets. Having followed my own advice for the last 20 years or more, my blood pressure has been below normal for all this time. I have routinely low blood pressure. My veins and arteries have 96% blood flow because I avoid fake fats, I avoid highly processed foods. And above all, you must exercise. You must absolutely exercise, because if you have a sedentary lifestyle where you're sitting at my computer or your computer all day long and then sit in front of the television and then sit at the dinner table and then sit and never take any exercise, well, your body is degenerating while you're doing that. You must get out and exercise. And with my back problems, the only thing I can really do is bicycling and walking. If nothing else, walk. Walking is the easiest exercise and it is healthy. It helps burn up calories. It helps burn up the junk food that's circulating around in your body. It helps get rid of it. Helps get rid of the toxins. If you are an athlete, you have to be a little bit careful not to over-exercise. And a lot of, you probably heard that a lot of athletes, such as long-distance runners, die an early death. That's because this intense exercise creates all kinds of toxins. Those toxins float around in your body and will eventually kill you or create Alzheimer's. It'll go, these toxins will go to your brain, and they will create all kinds of health problems. So moderate exercise. You must exercise. Now, if you've got bad knees, and that's preventing you from exercising, then get a brace. Get a brace for each knee. Spray vitamin or mineral. I'll think of it later. But vitamin D is extremely important. You can get that naturally just by going out into the sun. Any natural source of vitamins is going to be preferable to pills. Because the quality of the vitamins in those pills is always suspect. So if you take vitamins, which I do, vitamin C, especially vitamin D, and herbs. Take a lot of herbs that are good for you. Okay, as natural as possible. You always have to investigate the company that produces the product. And get the best quality you can. Pastor Dan says, eat in 8 hours, digest the next eight, eliminate eight. Okay, so this sounds to me like, again, two meals a day as opposed to the three. Most people just eat too much. And what actually happens when you eat too much, your digestive system gets overloaded. Yes, magnesium. Thank you, white woman. Spray magnesium oil on your knees, wherever it hurts, because magnesium will help cure it. In fact, one of the first things that the medical establishment does, if you're coming in with a heart attack, they give you intravenous magnesium. So why don't you take magnesium before the heart attack instead of after it? Sussex man says, magnesium isn't Celtic salt. It is removed from normal salt. Again, normal salt, that is boxed salt. And here in Chicago, we've got some of the biggest salt manufacturing plants in the world. When it rains, it pours, right? Yeah, it's because, well, they put dirt, sand. They put sand in their salt so it doesn't coagulate. Normal salt will coagulate. So what I do with that is I put some grains of rice in the salt shaker. The rice absorbs the humidity and the salt doesn't coagulate. There's all kinds of other tricks you can use, or just leave it in a bag. Remember the old days? I grew up, we had a salt and pepper tray. It was a piece of glass that had two bowls, one for salt, one for pepper. And you just stuck your fingers in there and took a pinch of salt and sprinkled it on your food. This salt was gray. That's because it had minerals in it. These minerals are essential to your health. Okay? Oh, and Brother Abar says, make sure your vitamins do not have pig gelatin capsules. Or right. Yeah, you have to look at the ingredients. Once I started looking at the ingredients, I found that virtually every product on the shelf has high fructose corn syrup, which is far worse than processed sugar, which is far worse than natural sugar, cane sugar, which is often just processed sugar with molasses added to it to make it look brown. So the brown sugar is not really brown sugar at all. It's highly processed white sugar. Don't even get me started on white flour. The only reason they make white flour is because it's easily colored, so you can get your angel food, right? You can get your angel food look with the nice yellow but deadly flour. And then what do? They put sugar on top of the muffin or on top of the cupcake. And then they put, margarine-style goo in the middle of it. So many of us have been raised on these cupcakes, these ho-hos and Twinkies. That's slow death, folks. Ho-hos and Twinkies are slow death. Bavarian man says, I just have a simple breakfast, porridge, apple, and tea. Light lunch with rolls of bread, good bread. I mean, I grew up on north side of Chicago that had a bakery. Bakeries, neighborhood bakeries were common in the city in those days. So absolutely fresh ingredients, and you can choose German rye bread, Jewish rye bread, French bread, Italian bread. They were baking it right there in brick ovens. My parents sent me out to buy this bread every morning, totally fresh. And when my mother baked bread, it got stale overnight. It didn't have any preservatives to keep it on the shelf. All of this packaged bread in the stores is deadly stuff because it's got loads of preservatives in it. Yeah, don't use sugar at all. Use honey. There's all kinds of alternatives. Brother Aper says, I love pizza. Well, I occasionally eat pizza, but I stay away from it because the white flour, it's deadly. It's deadly. The white flour is deadly. And then they put all kinds of sweeteners. You know, the pizza sauce has all kinds of sweeteners. So I just eat pizza every once in a while. Pasta, I will never go to a restaurant to get spaghetti. Never. Absolutely never. So in these days, about the only thing I eat in a restaurant or in a fast food joint is if I have a craving for beef or if I have a craving for fries, which is less and less. The fries are actually worse than the beef. Because why? Highly processed carbohydrates. And this, when you eat highly processed carbohydrates, your blood sugar spikes. It absolutely spikes. Sussex Man says, here in the UK, they put soy in the bread, which is bad for, yeah, and people are drinking soy milk. Soy, especially raw soy, is undigestible by humans. That's why, you know, so don't drink soy milk. Soy milk is deadly. It's just going to clog up your arteries even more. What the Orientals do is they ferment the soy and they turn it into cakes, which are digestible. But the Orientals do not eat raw soy. That's horrible. It's horrible. Yet they sell soy milk at at Whole Foods. So you really have to educate yourself. I need to write an article, right? Or we need to have a health team, a health food team here at Eurofolk Radio, right? Oh, yeah, and then most of the soy is GMO anyway. Thank you, Pastor Dan. White woman says, what about black foods? Are they safe? What do you mean? Chitlins and hog jowls? Is that right? So, yeah, and chicken soup from a lot of people I know, a lot of white nationalists and identity people who live out in the country. They grow their own chickens. I was at Pastor Mullet's home not too long ago, and he gave me 2 dozen eggs from his own chicken coop. And boy, talk about the yolks were not yellow. They were reddish orange, and they tasted absolutely fantastic. So naturally grown food, organically grown food is tasty. You don't need to add all these flavorings. Oh, yeah. MSM. Monosodium. Oh, MSG, sorry. Monosodium glutamate, I like to call it. With all the Chinese food restaurants, they put it in a lot of these canned foods as well. Dangerous stuff. Dangerous stuff. A lot of people are allergic to MSG. Yes, thank you, Sussex Man. Monsanto is the biggest supplier of soya, and Monsanto is the biggest killer on the planet with their genetically modified foods that are destroying the food supply, the natural food supply. There is so much wrong with our food intake, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Brother Abair says most bread has, I can't even pronounce this. It's a chemical that's used to make flip-flops and yoga mats. Yeah, we're eating this stuff. We're eating this stuff. A lot of food has glycol, antifreeze, as a preservative. So we're actually eating antifreeze. But they're not telling us these things. Why? Because the entire food processing industry depends upon shelf life. The old joke, I'll never die, I'm full of preservatives. It's a joke. And too many people are suffering because of this. So my basic rule is this. Eat twice a day. Keep the portions as small as possible. Chew your food well to maximize the nutrition. And if you're still hungry, then eat some nuts. If you're hungry between meals, eat nuts, seeds, because they're a great source of protein, and most people need more protein and less sugar, and these are healthy fats. These are healthy fats. Anything that's hydrogenated is evil. Hydrogenated fats are evil. They're highly processed fats, also designed for shelf life. So, butter and olive oil, and coconut oil. Those are the three healthiest fats. I pretty much avoid everything else. Pastor Dan says, chew it until it is a liquid in your mouth. Yeah, because there's an enzyme in your mouth. I forget what it's called. Yeah. Pastor Dan also says hydrogenated is, and even some of the baking sodas out there contain aluminum. Aluminum, deadly stuff. Most Alzheimer's patients have been consuming aluminum and they don't know it. Okay. Digestion starts in the mouth. Exactly. Thank you, Pastor Dan. So I haven't even gotten started on the articles I was going to read because it appears that the chat room is full of health nuts, okay? Conspiracy analysts and health nuts. That's where we're at, folks. Let me start here. Heart attack and metabolic acidosis. A lot of heart attacks are certainly not due to cholesterol. In fact, no heart attacks are caused by cholesterol. That is a systemic lie being told to you by Big Pharma, the medical mafia. Cholesterol is actually vitally necessary to your body. It repairs damage done to your veins and arteries. That's why it's there. The reason it's there is to help you protect your veins and arteries, to heal openings. Bleeding, you have to have cholesterol. Cholesterol fills in the gap of a bleeding vein or artery. That's why it's there. So if you start taking anti-cholesterol statins, you're asking for a stroke. You're asking for a heart attack. The medical establishment has been lying to you. If you eat too much red meat, some people can eat a lot of red meat and not have any problems. Others can't eat a lot of red meat. Why? Because your stomach acid that is used to digest that meat will trickle into your vascular system. If you have acidosis in your vascular system, that is in your blood, this acid can actually eat up your heart tissue. So a lot of heart attacks are caused by acidosis. Has nothing to do with cholesterol. Absolutely nothing to do with cholesterol. In fact, the cholesterol is there to repair the heart damage. So you're being told the exact opposite in every case of what the truth is. Jack LaLanne said, if God didn't make it, don't eat it. Right? If God didn't make it, don't eat it. Bavarian man says, hazelnuts, almonds, chestnuts, cashews, peanuts. I always keep a jar of nuts. In fact, my daughter gave me a whole big bag of macadamia nuts. Yum. Yum. Macadamia nuts. They're very expensive. Walnuts. Nuts. Eat nuts. Now, some people are allergic to peanuts. I have never noticed any allergy, so be careful with peanuts. And there, you may have other allergies, and if you have these allergies, it's probably due to the fact you're eating a bad diet. An unnatural diet in the first place, which leads to more allergies, as in my case. Eating too much processed flour in bread products was responsible for my chronic congestion. If you're just tuning in, I stopped eating wheat products altogether. And within 3 days, my congestion cleared up. Poof! After years of struggling with chronic congestion. Simply avoiding a highly processed food cleared up my problem. White woman says we should chew like cows. Right? So, I mean, it's basically eat what Yahweh gives us and avoid the processing, because the processing is what's killing us. Bavarian man says avoid aluminum tools in the kitchen. Yeah, well, what's the best? Cast iron. Cast iron. Maybe stainless steel. I don't know if any studies have been done on this, but a lot of women have iron deficiency anemia. Well, cook with cast iron. Cook with cast iron. All right, and it's absolutely crucial that you get your vitamins and minerals from the food. I do take supplemental, you know, vitamins, but the best way to get those is in situ in the food you eat. So the better quality, the more organic the food is, the higher vitamin and mineral content, especially minerals. Minerals are absolutely vital in the metabolic processes. So if you're lacking minerals, your body's just going to break down. You know, no matter how many vitamins you take, the minerals are just as important, if not more important, than the vitamins. And you're not getting it with processed food. Processed food has zero vitamins, zero minerals. In fact, they take the vitamins and minerals out to produce vitamin and mineral tablets. Davey says, every function in the body is regulated by a hormone. Cholesterol is the essential precursor of all hormone production. There you go. Brother Aber, I stopped using a microwave 20 years ago. Yeah, I don't even make microwave popcorn. It's deadly stuff. Throw your microwave out. Take a little more time. If you want to drink reheated coffee, put it in a pot and reheat it on the stove. And, you know, I drink both tea and coffee because a lot of teas have minerals and vitamins that are very important and also will help, you know, in relieving congestion. So again, go as natural as possible. Absolutely. All right, so I'm going to read from an article here. The statin scam, this is from Natural News, which is a really outstanding website. In fact, this website has been taken down by the medical mafia several times. Statin scam worsens cardiovascular disease epidemic. Natural News, otherwise known as Natural News. Two studies recently published in the Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology have drawn new attention to the fact that far from being the miracle cure that was promised 20 years ago, statins actually carry serious side effects. Yeah, and I remember Lipitor, and I forget what all the rest of them are, but airline pilots who were put on these statins were passing out in mid-flight. passing out in mid-flight, endangering the whole plane, crew and passengers. And rather than reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, they actually increase it. I can't tell you how many billions of dollars Big Pharma makes prescribing these statin drugs that are actually killing people and not curing them. The studies came in the same month that U.S. government's top nutrition advisory panel decided to drop its warning about dietary cholesterol. Natural cholesterol is not a problem. It's not a problem at all. It's probably, in fact, your brain is at least 25% cholesterol, if not more. Your brain consists of fat. So if you're eating a low cholesterol diet, so-called, you're not feeding your brain. Got brain fog? Got poor memory? You're not getting enough cholesterol. Eat some eggs fried in butter. All the ads on television, radio, magazines for the last 40, 50 years have been telling you to eat margarine, not butter. Don't eat eggs because they got too much cholesterol. You should be doing the exact opposite. I never took that advice ever. I've been eating eggs all my life, been frying them in butter all my life, and my arteries are 96% clear. That's because I avoid all processed foods. I have an occasional beef hot dog, occasionally. But it's occasional. It's not my staple. The article continues, statins function by inhibiting an enzyme necessary for the production of cholesterol in the body. And there is no doubt that they do indeed lower blood levels of cholesterol. Due to their striking short-term effects, statins were immediately and widely embraced by the medical establishment, and their use has ballooned ever since, with the threshold for their use continually dropping. In July 2014, the United Kingdom's National Health Service issued new guidelines for statin prescription that would lead to nearly 40% of the country's adults being on the drugs. Yeah, the Big Pharma is pushing these drugs. They're deadly. They don't have any healthful effects whatsoever because the cholesterol scam is a hoax to begin with. If you eat natural fat, such as butter, avoid unnatural fat, such as margarine, you will be healthy. But if you follow the advice of Big Pharma, you will get a heart attack or a stroke, I guarantee it. If you think you're having a heart attack or if you've got heartburn, drink water. Why? Because the water dissolves the acidosis. It weakens the acid that's going around in your circulatory system. So I always have a bottle of water next to me, next to the bed. If I get heartburn or a cramp, I drink water. Water is absolutely essential. Most people are dehydrated. That's what causes cramps, dehydration. Don't bother with the energy drinks. Just drink water, period. as clean as possible. Get a water filter. It continues. How statins starve the heart. The most recent research suggested cholesterol is a marker for cardiovascular disease, but not a cause. Like I told you, the reason you got cholesterol in your veins and arteries is because your body is trying to heal tears, openings in your veins and arteries. That's why it's there. That's why it's there. Now you have to determine, why are your veins and arteries being injured? What are you doing that's causing the injury that cholesterol is trying to repair? Cholesterol is not the problem. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. Yes. Cayenne. Cayenne pepper. I take cayenne capsules because cayenne pepper clears your arteries and it thins the blood to make it flow better. If you've got coagulated blood, cayenne pepper. If I have a cold, I brew up some yogi tea, which is your favorite tea with some echinacea and as much cayenne pepper, vitamin C, and as much cayenne pepper as you can possibly tolerate. Drink it hot. This will clear your veins and arteries. Yeah, Wyamada says, uncured turkey dogs with no nitrates. Yeah, they put nitrates in the meat as a preservative. Organic open-range chicken eggs that are fertilized are the best. Brother Aver, if you love me, eat my commandments. Very good. And Sussex Man says, a little Celtic salt in water will get rid of a cramp. I used to have cramping problems for years, not knowing why. Water and natural salt. But vitamins, natural minerals. So unfortunately, yes, why am I thus? I will send Pastor, I already did a prayer at the beginning of the show for Pastor Steve, and your prayers for Pastor Steve are encouraged and welcome. I've already called him at the hospital and told him that we're all praying for him and to get him through this health crisis that he's experiencing right now. And we haven't done many many shows on health. It's been mainly, you know, the direct threat to the white race posed by the global Jew. But they're killing us with their big pharma as well. And so we need to do more shows on this subject. Maybe Pastor Dan, because he's obviously well-schooled in this area, can do a few shows on this subject as well. Ice cream. Although most ice cream, if it's natural, it ain't too bad for you, but they put all these additives. They put stuff, antifreeze. They put antifreeze in ice cream. Not good. Not good. Pastor Dan says, stop a heart attack with 4 parts vodka and 1 part cayenne pepper. Yeah, and magnesium. Magnesium. And a white woman says, if you feel the onset of a heart attack, keep coughing. I've heard that, where the coughing keeps the heart going, deliberate coughing. All right, so it looks like the chat room, they should be, we should set up a health food store and write a book on natural health. This is what we should be doing. Another article here from Natural News. Cholesterol scam. Disinformation slowly unraveling among health professionals. And again, let me remind you, I put a post on Your Folk Radio. 2 videos about the cholesterol scam and how cholesterol, anti-cholesterol drugs are causing an epidemic of diabetes in America and around the world. Totally unnecessary drugs that are causing major health problems. And the patients are having to pay through the nose, through other orifices, and emptying out their wallets for garbage treatments, deadly garbage treatments. Again, this is from Natural News by Paul Fassa, F-A-S-S-A. The idea of cholesterol creating cardiac problems has caused obsessive cholesterol count blood testing for decades. Another outcome of this scare was obsessively avoiding fat, especially saturated fats. Again, I can't stress enough, avoid processed carbohydrates. Cereals, bread, pasta, pizza, right? Everything we love to eat, the juiciest, right, thickest deep dish pizza. If you want deep dish pizza with lots of processed carbohydrate, come to Chicago. It's a Chicago specialty. Chicago is one of the most obese cities in the country, which is the most obese country in the world. We love our restaurants. The food industry responded with low and no-fat foods from milk to cottage cheese and more. If you're going to eat cottage cheese, get the real stuff. It's good for you. Processed foods promoted their low or no-fat contents as though they were the healthiest foods in the freezer. Healthy stuff that, like frozen dinners. Worthless. Absolutely worthless. You can guaranteed full of preservatives, too much sugar, too much salt, too much this, too much that. Cook your own food over as low a heat as possible to preserve the enzymes. Do your own cooking. Avoid frozen dinners. Avoid stuff that's in cans. If you want beans, get raw beans, cook them yourself. You have to let them sit overnight to soften up, then cook them for several hours. That's healthy. You have no idea what a can of beans contains. I guarantee you they can contain a lot of high fructose corn syrup. Healthy fats such as coconut oil and palm oil were spurned and replaced by very unhealthy trans fat, namely margarine. The worst thing you could possibly eat, margarine, hydrogenated fats. Those are the absolute worst. Relatively healthy whole butters were replaced by plastic margarines, and that's correct. Margarine is only one molecule different from plastic. So essentially, when you eat margarine, you're eating plastic. Talk about clogged arteries. Eat plastic. However, this myth of cholesterol dangers lurking in saturated fats waiting to clog your arteries and cause you to die of cardiac arrest is beginning to unravel thanks to the internet. People sharing their personal experiences on the internet is bringing down the medical mafia. Thank you very much. Always try healthy and eat fresh, white woman says. And why my mother says, who can afford to eat out anyway? Right? It's very important that you do your own cooking and to eat as many raw fruits and vegetables as possible. The enzymes in the raw fruit and vegetables are extremely important for your metabolism. Extremely important for your metabolism. In fact, one of the things that got me started on this health food kick was I read a study about cats. And cats, they're supposed to eat raw food. You know, they catch a mouse, they eat it. They don't cook it, right? Well, this study compared, if you're a woman trying to conceive, if you're a husband and wife trying to conceive and are having difficulty conceiving a child, this study relates to this. They fed these cats, two groups, one given only raw food and the other given only processed cooked food, you know, like the stuff, the cat food you buy at the store. Well, within a generation, the cats that only ate processed food died very soon. It also affected their ability to reproduce. It affected their ability to reproduce. That's how bad the processed food is. So the healthy cat diet, which is raw food, they produced healthy offspring. So if you're having trouble conceiving a child, stop eating processed food and eat natural food with as many enzymes as possible. These enzymes contribute to your hormonal balance. If you're eating only cooked food, you're not getting any enzymes. You're probably not getting any vitamins. You're not getting any minerals. So do you think health begins in the mouth? It sure does. Unraveling the myth of cholesterol, a meta-analysis of properly performed previous studies on heart health and saturated fats. Of course, the so-called health heart studies by Big Pharma are lies, absolute lies. And many of the studies are only for 2 years, so the long-term effects of their bad advice is ignored. These studies, a meta-analysis, that is somebody who just looks at all the research from other studies and draws conclusions from all the research, concluded that there was no association between cardiac issues and saturated fats. That is natural fat, like beef, chicken, turkey. No relationship whatsoever between cardiac issues and saturated fats. Big Pharma has been lying to us for 50 years. Continues, this was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition on January 13, 2010. Meta-analysis is a statistical method of proving or disproving varied epidemiological studies within a set topic. This is broad general research. The AJCN meta-analysis covered studies involving 350,000 subjects who were followed for 5 to 23 years, not the usual 2 years that your Big Pharma studies, including their really horrible non-vaccination studies. They don't do any studies about the adverse effect of vaccinations. Zilch, zero. Continues, the trend set by the saturated fat, high cholesterol disinformation a few decades ago has resulted in many Americans eating less fat and showing lower blood cholesterol levels. Yet, heart disease rates have continued to rise among these people, along with diabetes, pre-diabetes, and obesity. This is what happened to my friend who just died of a heart attack 3 weeks ago. He was on this protocol. The doctors killed him. I have to relate a story. His name is Kurt. And I've been nagging him about eating more naturally for years, and he just refused to listen. Why? Because the government was paying for his statin drugs and for his medicine. It's free. This is how they get you. High fructose corn syrup. It's the cheapest form of sugar on the market. That's why it's in all your sodas. Cheap and healthy usually don't go together. He started getting really bad episodes of diabetes in spite of all the medications. He got swelling legs and feet. Very, very dangerous. Precursor to amputation. Poor vision. If you got diabetes, all of this is avoidable by eating a natural, healthy diet. But he refused to listen. One day coming home from work, I bought a bunch of fresh peaches and said, "Here, Kurt, have a peach. These are delicious." And he looked at the peach as if it came from Mars. And he said, "I've never had a peach. I've had canned peaches, but I've never had a raw peach in my whole life." At this point, he was 43 years old. This is the way his parents brought him up. They never had any raw fruits or vegetables in the home. They just bought canned peaches, canned this, canned that. Macaroni and cheese, right? This is the diet the American people are eating. Why am I thus? I make my own apple cider vinegar, sauerkraut, pickles. Oh, yeah, and apple cider vinegar. Very good stuff. Drink, according to Dr. Mercola, everybody should put a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a glass and drink it, chug it down before bed, because this cures a lot of ailments overnight. The best healing is done while you're asleep. Like I said, keep that bottle of water nearby. And Sussex Man says add some Celtic salt to that as well, because, well, the uptake and the healing, you need the minerals contained in the salt for healing. Almost all healing takes place overnight. Now, if you're not getting good sleep because you're congested, right, very little healing is taking place. Yes, even orange juice is useless. Most of the orange juice is pasteurized, and the processing kills any enzymes that are in the orange juice. Again, get a real orange, peel it yourself, and eat it. That's the way you're going to get the nutrition from the orange. Same with apples. Okay? Do your own research. Avoid processed foods at all costs. Pastor Dan says raw goat's milk, delicious. The pasteurization industry destroys any nutrition in the milk. Plus, the homogenization process forces the fat to go into, because usually, they took the old-fashioned farmers, they let the fat coagulate on the top, and they turned that into butter and cottage cheese and cheese in general. And they drank the rest of it, which was very healthy, naturally homogenized. I don't know why they force homogenize it. It's just an unnatural thing. All right? It's just more unnatural stuff. So let's continue with this article here. Dr. William Davis explains in his article, a headline you will never see, 60-year-old man dies of cholesterol, that cholesterol doesn't kill any more than a bad paint job on your car could cause a fatal car accident. It's a lie. He explains the cause of most heart attacks and coronary problems is arteriosclerosis, plaque, in the coronary arteries, which can build up and rupture or clog the arteries. Yeah, your cholesterol is there to heal that. It's not the cholesterol that's causing the problem. It's plaque that's causing the problem. And the reason you have plaque is because you're eating unnatural food. He goes on to describe other factors that can cause plaque ruptures, including inflammatory pneumonia. And if you're experiencing a lot of, flus and colds, is probably because you're not eating a natural diet. You're not getting the enzymes that control the germs. Though there can be some cholesterol in the plaque, cholesterol itself is waxy and pliable. Cholesterol is important for brain cells. Hello? You got memory problems? You got brain fog? You're not getting enough cholesterol. The body produces cholesterol naturally if you're eating a healthy diet. But if you're eating cheese, natural cheese, as natural as possible, and beef, and chicken, and turkey, you're getting natural cholesterol. Your body uses this natural cholesterol in a positive way. It does you no harm whatsoever. I'm not telling you to go hog wild, right? You're supposed to eat a balanced diet. Plus, if you're eating too much red meat, you may get gout and other ailments associated with too much protein, too much animal protein. So you should get a lot of your protein from beans, nuts, etc. Again, eat all these things. The way your mouth, your teeth are designed, your teeth are designed to eat meat. You know, your front teeth tear the meat off the bones. And then you have the grinding teeth that are designed to grind up nuts and seeds. So you should be eating a lot more nuts and seeds if they're not part of your diet now. And you can eat them raw. It's best to get raw almonds, raw nuts. And then you can mix the raw nuts with the cooked nuts for additional flavor if you want. But the more raw, the better. So cholesterol is important for brain cells. Hello? I think you already forgot what I just said. If you're not getting enough cholesterol. Nerves and other cellular structure components. Yeah, cholesterol is what builds your body. So if you're not getting enough cholesterol, you're killing yourself. Calcium deposits, calcification in artery interiors are much worse components of plaque. It belongs in your bones and not in your arteries. Vitamin K2 helps transport calcium out of your blood and into your bones. So if you're taking these statin drugs, they're contributing to plaque in your arteries. They are contributing to heart attacks. They are contributing to all of these big killers. Cancer, again, if you're not eating a natural diet, you're going to get cancer. Because why? Because cancer is basically a lack of oxygen flowing through your veins and arteries. Cancer thrives in a non-oxygenated environment. Means you're not getting enough oxygen running through your blood. That's why you need to exercise. Moderate exercise. Dr. Davis recommends avoiding cholesterol panels for heart health concerns and opting for a measure of coronary atherosclerotic plaque. I'm not sure what that means, but the basic idea is it is plaque that's the problem, not cholesterol. Yeah, well, the plaque gets covered by cholesterol because the cholesterol is trying to heal it. More about brain function here. Sleep, memory, learning, and cholesterol. Evidence to date strongly supports the concept that sleep plays an important role in increasing performance of newly learned activities, consolidating memories, and increasing brain plasticity. So you got to do everything you possibly can to make sure you get good sleep. That's when the healing takes place. If you're all congested and can't breathe at night, stop eating wheat products. Stop eating processed food altogether. These benefits of sleep are not simply the absence of stress from sleep deprivation, but an independent critical role in the actual process of learning and memory formation. Having trouble with your memory? Get better sleep. You have to do what you can to get better sleep. No, donuts. No donuts. Not even homemade donuts. All right. If you do your own baking, use as fresh and natural ingredients as you possibly can. But why? Why does sleep and sleep is it so important for the brain? Exciting research was published in the pages of Neuron last year, this is 2004, identified about 100 genes that increase their activity during sleep. They found about as many that increased their activity during wake and others whose activity varied with circadian rhythm, independent of sleep or wakefulness. That must be biorhythms they're talking about here. While there are many important cellular and molecular events that happen during sleep, and we are only cracking the surface in our understanding of them, one of the things this study showed is that cholesterol synthesis increases during sleep. Which, given the research described below, undoubtedly is part of the reason sleep is beneficial to mental functioning. All right? So if you're taking these statin drugs, or if you're trying to lower your cholesterol when you shouldn't, your brain is going to be impaired. Cholesterol is abundant in the tissue of the brain and nervous system. Myelin, which covers nerve axons to help conduct the electrical impulses that make movement, sensation, thinking, learning, and remembering possible, is over 1/5 cholesterol by weight. Hello? Your brain is 1/5 cholesterol. It needs cholesterol. Even though the brain only makes up 2% of the body's weight, it contains 25% of its cholesterol. So if you're not getting the proper amount of cholesterol, your brain is shrinking. How about that? What are the groups of genes that the above study found to be upregulated during sleep were genes important for the synthesis and maintenance of myelin? Multiple sclerosis, anybody? You're not getting enough cholesterol. Including myelin structural proteins and genes relating to the synthesis and transport of cholesterol. But the benefit, so if you're drinking all of these diet drinks, you're eating low-fat margarine. Well, I guess there is no such thing. It's poor-fat margarine, low-fat cottage cheese, etc. You are simply not getting enough cholesterol, and you are killing yourself by taking the advice of Big Pharma. But the benefits of cholesterol extend beyond both sleep and myelin. In fact, in 2001, cholesterol was found to be the most important factor in the formation of synapses, the basis of our learning and memory. Hello? Are you integrating? Are you mentally processing what I'm telling you right now? If not, you're not getting enough cholesterol. Yeah, this business about good and bad cholesterol is just plain BS, medical BS. It's quackery, white woman. It's absolute quackery. Yeah, and the diet drinks have aspartame and other fake sugar. If it's fake, it's bad. Remember that. If it's fake, it's bad. The only way a fake food could be good for you is by accident. By accident. So eat natural, avoid fake. I recently got coffee when I was driving home. I stopped at a gas station and I got some coffee. The coffee wasn't bad. I didn't put any sugar in it. And I said, do you have any half and half? And the lady said, no, we just have this powdered stuff. And I said, oh, I don't like fake stuff. So I just drank it black. Okay. Yes, and chewing gum. What's the chance that chewing gum has healthy sugar? Is there any possibility that chewing gum has healthy sugar in it? No, it's probably got aspartame. Bavarian Man says he's got a great recipe for zucchini cake. Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to bake it yourself. We're beyond the point where anything that comes in a box could possibly be healthy. Cannot possibly be healthy. Same goes for cans. So same goes for frozen foods. All of these, you know, all of these products that are come in a box or a can usually have zero nutrition and usually have a lot of preservatives that are in fact poisons. And over a lifetime of consuming these types of products, is there any wonder that you're sick? Headaches. Probably just too much aluminum. Too many preservatives and other compounds in your brain. Eat natural. Eat raw fruits and vegetables. They will dissolve the compounds that have lodged in your brain, such as aluminum, and pull them out. This is where healthy oils come in too, such as coconut oil. You want the coconut oil in your blood system to take out the toxins that have settled in your brain. Memories and learning are directly dependent upon cholesterol. Hello? In the late 1990s and early 2000s, research was pointing to an unknown compound made by glial cells that was responsible for the ability of neurons to form synapses or connections between each other. Your nervous system, folks, requires cholesterol, both kinds. The myth that the LDL cholesterol is bad for you is created because, well, that's the cholesterol that actually protects your veins and arteries from plaque. It doesn't cause the problem. It's the cholesterol is trying to help the problem by healing your veins and arteries. They have been lying to you. Thoughts, memories, learning, and all mental function is dependent on the formation of synapses. So the ability to form them will directly impact mental functioning and health. In the absence of this, as yet unknown, glial factor, neurons formed new synapses. And the synapses they formed were inefficient and poorly functioning. In the presence of glial cells, which secrete the unknown factor, neurons formed many highly efficient synapses. What is this glial factor? Research in 2001 by Mauch et al. Published in Science magazine determined that the unknown glial factor is, I'm sure you can guess, cholesterol, which is released by the glial cells in a carrier called apolipoprotein E. Initially, the researchers thought that the apolipoprotein E may have been the glial factor itself, but it turned out that when the neurons were treated with ApoE, the beneficial effects on synapse formation were not observed. The researchers then reasoned that since ApoE fit the bill in some ways but did not have the desired effect, some of the lipids it carried may have been the elusive glial. Well, it's a lipid. It's a fat. As it turned out, treating the neurons with 10 micrograms milliliter solution of cholesterol increased synapse formation by 12 times. Are you beginning to get the picture that cholesterol is a vital part of your bodily function, absolutely vital part of your bodily function? And if you're taking drugs to minimize cholesterol, you are killing yourself. You are poisoning yourself, or rather, the medical establishment is poisoning you and killing you. Other lipids carried by ApoE, such as phosphatidylcholine and sphingomyelin, did not have a significant effect and were even toxic to the neurons at very high doses. So the only thing that wasn't toxic and it produced more neurons was cholesterol, folks. That evil, routinely condemned by Big Pharma and all kinds of ads on television and magazines. Yeah, cholesterol, that evil cholesterol. That's the only thing that worked to improve brain function and create more synapses. By the way, there is a wonderful video. I should put it on Eurofolk Radio. I think it's called Nature's Pharmacy, which shows that Yahweh designed fruits and vegetables to tell us what organs they're good for. For example, carrots are good for bones. They have a lot of calcium. And the video goes to show, it dissects fruits and vegetables to show in cross-section the shape of the organs we have in our body. So Yahweh designed these fruits and vegetables to tell us what organs they're good for. So after watching this video, I remembered that if you cut a potato in half, not lengthwise, but shortwise, and you look at the sliced potato, you will see a bunch of lines radiating from the center of the potato. looks just like a synapse. Looks just like a synapse. Turns out that potatoes are good for your nerves. Yes, your fruits and vegetables will tell you how to cure yourself. It continues, on the other hand, when low cholesterol glial secretions were produced by using the cholesterol-lowering drug mevastatin, the effect of the glial secretion on synapse formation was strongly diminished. When cholesterol was added back to the low cholesterol secretion, the positive effect on synapse formation was fully restored. The authors identified cholesterol as a limiting factor of synapse formation. Don't know what they mean by that. In other words, the need for cholesterol in the brain is large enough relative to the supply of cholesterol that the availability of cholesterol can directly limit the ability to form synapse. Okay. In other words, you must have cholesterol circulating in your bloodstream if you want to have a healthy brain. What don't you understand, Israel? Sussex man says, eat walnuts. Yeah, well, a walnut looks like a brain. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Sussex man. Yeah. It's good for your brain. And when I go to the VA, they measure my cholesterol, and they're always telling me my cholesterol is too high. And I tell them, sorry. I don't believe you. I don't want any cholesterol or anti-cholesterol medications. Thank you very much. I have 96% blood flow in my veins and arteries. I don't have a problem with my veins and arteries. Thank you very much. Why are you trying to cure a disease that I don't have? It's because Big Pharma wants to control you. You know, they want you to have brain fog. They want you to have a poor memory. They want your eyes to get blurry. They want your limbs to have to be cut off because of diabetes. That way you can't fight back. Natural food. Preferably grown in your own backyard, is the best thing for your health, the absolute best thing. A little bit of beer, a little bit of wine, again, in moderation, because alcohol does kill germs. But obviously, you don't want to get addicted to the stuff, and you don't want to drink it in large quantities, so you get drunk and be obnoxious to your friends and neighbors or your wife and family. Oh, yeah. And then Brother Abair says, chemtrails. What have chemtrails done to our water, air, soil, food? Walnuts are little brains. Yes, very good. Again, Yahweh has created our food to tell us what we should eat, okay? So if you got a foggy mental breakdown, get more cholesterol. Eat cheese, natural cheese, not the fake cheese that's right next to the real cheese in the supermarket. You must avoid bread products. I don't think there's anything on the shelf in the supermarket that is healthy in terms of bread products. So if you get a craving, and that was my bugaboo. I loved those Kaiser rolls with butter, right? I'd wake up and that's what I would, in fact, that's a European trait. You eat up, you wake up and eat a Kaiser roll with butter and jelly. Fortunately, I didn't use the jelly. I've never had a sweet tooth, so that's one good thing. But that's not a good idea. You're way better off eating a cheese omelet, a veggie and cheese omelet. Way better off. You're not overcooking the veggies. You just saute the veggies. crack your eggs, fry them in butter or coconut oil, and have your omelet. If you're going to eat a big breakfast, or even for lunch, you know, that's healthy compared to other alternatives out there in the world. White woman says, I'm getting hungry now. It's all not quite lunchtime. Okay, yes, candy. Forget about candy altogether. And all unprocessed carbohydrates, whatever they call it, whether it comes in the form of grain, bread, pasta, you're basically eating sugar that isn't sweet. Sugar that doesn't taste sweet. It's all really bad for you. So, and yes, but there are other alternatives, such as spelt. A friend of mine, he orders his grain from Germany, where it's, you know, grown natural. He grinds his own grain and makes his own bread. That's what you have to do. Eichorn wheat. This is an un-GMO problem. I'll put it in the chat room. Eichorn. Eichorn wheat has never been GMO'd. It's very rare. It's hard to get a hold of, and it's very expensive. But I've tasted some of his Eichorn wheat bread, and it is scrumptious. It is scrumptious. And it's got body. It fills you up, right? And it's got the natural enzymes. So you, and it stays fresh for a long time when you bake it yourself and use the real grain, okay, the real grain. He says it keeps in the refrigerator for about a month. So, and then these spelt and these other grains, you can get these other grains in a health food store such as spelt. But they're usually always refrigerated because they don't store well on a shelf. Usually they're in the freezer because they don't have any shelf life. So, of course, you have to pay more for freezer-kept bread. But it's worth it. I mean, if you really have to have bread, get spelt or Eichorn or whatever alternative they have, because the wheat is all GMO. The wheat is all GMO. So that's today's health lesson, folks. And if you want to remember what I just said, make sure you get lots of cholesterol, real natural cholesterol in your diet with coconut oil, butter, cheese, all this stuff, beef, chicken, turkey, lamb, goat. These are natural sources of cholesterol, absolutely vital to your health and brain function. Okay? Brother Aber says, this health show was a hit. I hope you remember what you learned today. Of course, it'll be up in the archives for you to listen. The best health tips that we can give you today. Thanks for listening. Praise Yah. Pass the ammunition. See you all next time.